Are you a seducer or a closer? A seducer or closer? In today's episode, I'm going to teach you why so many of us fail to accomplish what we want, why we end up with half-assed results and mediocre lives. What's up, everyone? This is Satoru Mateo with a new episode of Half-Assed to Badass. How do entrepreneurs, business owners, and experts influence themselves, their clients, and teams to maximize profitability, efficiency, and create lasting impact? How do they simplify life and business and yet still achieve more? What's the one thing separating the mediocre from the best? This podcast will give you the answers and reveal the secret strengths and the not-so-easy-to-admit flaws of your life. My name is Satoru Mateo, and welcome to the Half-Assed to Badass podcast. So many people try to not sell, right? It's ugly, it's bad, it's pushy, it's manipulative, it's sleazy. I'm sure you've heard them all, right? Listen, you cannot not sell. You're either selling me on why to do something, or you're selling me why not to. If you're not selling your ideas, values, principles, products, or services, you are being sold someone else's. There's no in between. You're either selling yourself on why to be a badass, to be ruthless and relentless in your pursuit of your dream life, or you're selling yourself on why you can't. It's a constant. Every single day, every single moment. So your ability to close is that moment when you make things happen or not. Either you're closing yourself to go work out or stay on the couch. You're closing yourself on eating something that is going to give you energy or something that'll drain you but seems inviting for the moment. Right? You're closing yourself on making the phone call, or you're closing yourself on why you shouldn't. Oh, I'm too tired. I need to be more prepared. I don't have all the information yet. I'll do it tomorrow, like the mañana syndrome, and tomorrow never comes. Oh, it's too early. It's too late. Listen, the closing moment is the moment you choose to either have that difficult conversation with your kids, your spouse, your prospect, your coach, or you distract yourself scrolling on social media, watching TV, or say, I'm too tired, I don't have time. If you think about your ability to serve people, like really serve people, to help people, make a difference in people's lives, make a difference in your life, the only way you're going to be able to do that is in the moment they or you say, yes, let's do it. It's go time. It's the moment they give you money or give you something you want for something they want, right? It's the moment you put your shoes on and you go for a walk or a run. It's the moment you sit down and write your book, record your podcast, train your team. It's the moment the value exchange happens. Think about that. That's the moment you're able to help someone. Because of that, we need to understand until that moment, everything else, everything before that is just a tease. It's just a way to get them excited. I call it seduction selling. I remember a few years back when I hired a coach, a money mindset or wealth coach, so to speak. At this point, I was already selling my mentorship and coaching for $250,000, but I wanted to see what was out there. And I wanted to see what was delivered, you know, in what we call the high ticket or premium coaching space. And I also thought, if I can increase my business, great. So I packed my bags, I flew across the country to see him, this coach, right? And I already paid him $25,000 for a VIP day. So I come into this big room with this, you know, big table, and I'm sitting on one side and he sits on the complete opposite side of the room. And the whole day I was being seduced to enter into a deeper type of engagement with him. But I wasn't getting a lot of meat in the actual day, if you know what I mean, right? He was good at creating the curiosity and the desire to want more. At the end of the day, I decided to give it a shot and go deeper to see what would happen. But I also didn't want to just waste my money, okay? It was a $100,000 investment, you know, pretty significant investment. I'm of the mindset that you can't ask others to invest big money with you if you're not willing to invest big money yourself, right, with others. Meaning, you want to be congruent with what you ask others to do by going first. So anyway, we started this relationship, but pretty fast I got stuck comparing him to me. I noticed, you know, he sounded arrogant, he was bothered, he was holding back and wouldn't answer my questions except for very surface answers. I don't know about you, but I hate that. I hate it when people are not generous with their knowledge or their skills, when they hold back and they try to put themselves on a pedestal. I mean, I would never do that with a client. I'm like, I am here to fight for your dreams. Let's do it. Let's go, right? And he was nothing like that. He would jump on a call with me every 2 weeks for about 20 minutes. And sometimes conversations will last like less than 10 minutes. And I remember dreading the calls. Like, it was not cool at all. And I had paid $100,000 and wasn't getting the value I was sold. And I realized very quickly that I had bought the fantasy. I'd been seduced and closed, but the value exchange wasn't there. I also realized we're not buying the information or knowledge. We're buying the relationship, right? The trust that this person or this company truly is going to care about me. It's going to care about my success, going to care about my future, right? They care about me. Very quickly, I understood that what I offer my clients was worth 10 times what he offered, which confirmed for me my position in the marketplace. Like, if I thought, like, if this is the, you know, the top of the top, I'm like, this is a joke, right? I made a plan to join high-end groups to see how they closed and what kind of value they offered. I even interviewed other participants to see how they were closed, meaning how they made their decision, what motivated them to join, and what they got out of their investment. The problem I bumped into as I joined different high-end masterminds, investing $25,000 and up into the $100,000 range, is that they often put themselves on a pedestal, inflating their own value without a way to back up the actual value exchange. Is it making sense? Which left many people feeling disappointed, which of course they wouldn't see until months into the program or after when they evaluated the return of their investment. And again, I'm not saying people don't have a choice. We all do. There are no victims, right? We're all responsible for the choices we make. But I do strongly believe that we have a moral and ethical obligation to deliver on the promise we make for the exchange that people make with their money. I also believe that if you're given instructions and you don't follow through on those instructions, you got to own that as well, right? Which takes us to our part of making fantasies, right? Seducing ourselves on what we think we're going to do, but then not doing it, right? What's been really interesting to watch, since I closely watch and listen to the selling process of all these masters salesmen and saleswomen, right? Is that they've started to sell heavily that it's the community you're joining, right? That's where the value is. And listen, that's all good. But you get no direction or access, no individual time with the so-called guru or the brand owner. But that is really how it's sold, right? It's sold like this community, like, you know, you're going to get the community and you're going to get access to this, you know, the leader, right? Again, to my point, that is seduction selling. So even if you close the deal, the value exchange is not there. And if you do that, it's just seduction. So if you're selling programs, if you're selling services, just be cool. Don't do that stuff, right? It's completely bullshit. So, because at the end of the day, whether it's towards yourself or others, you want to trust, right? You want to trust that the promise is delivered, right? If you want self-confidence, if you want to confide in yourself, you must close the deal and deliver the value. My point is, if you want to be unshakable, to own that you are a badass, if you want the money, the love, the family, the productivity, to be in the best shape of your life, be spiritually clear, are you closing yourself on the daily habits, the standards, the thinking, the owning of your value? Or are you talking yourself out of it? Are you seducing yourself, like painting the fantasy of your dream? Or are you clarifying your standards and closing yourself on your dream? Right? This is a moment-to-moment choice. This is what it means to own the close. So set the standard, set the habit, and live it. Dominate or be dominated. Simple as that. And listen, I'm not trying to be rigid here or harsh or eliminate spontaneity and fun from your life, okay? I'm not about that. You see, you know the things you want for your life, right? And you also know the disappointments you've experienced, don't you? You know the hopes and dreams that hasn't happened, that have left you feeling empty and unfulfilled, right? And I don't want that for you anymore. So let's bring spontaneity, let's bring the fun, let's bring the flexibility to your standards, and let's make what you want truly happen for you. You see, amateurs, amateur speakers, amateur coaches, and motivators are in the business most often of what I call mental masturbation, right? They get you all excited, they get you elated, they're stirring those hormones, they leave you hanging. You see, when we're stuck in mental masturbation and being jacked up on dopamine, right, the hormone of distraction, we're just chasing the highs but accomplishing nothing. It's kind of like empty calories, right? It feels good for the moment, but they have no nutritional value, and you crash. Does that make sense? And if you're not clear on what dopamine is, it's a brain chemical related to getting kicks and excitement, right? It's the chemical involved in addictive drugs and behaviors, right? All the scrolling, all the social, like that's all that stuff is about that, right? When you're in love and you're infatuated, dopamine is flowing, okay? This is also when the potential fear of a loss kicks in and the brain chemical cortisol pumps into your body, right? Cortisol relates to stress and challenge. In business, we like to call it FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. Ever heard that? People love to sell you the fear of missing out, right? So when I say being in love, it doesn't have to be just a person. It could be an idea, a product, a service, a fantasy. Think about it. If you're in love and you're infatuated with someone or something, you only fear the loss of those things because you have a dopamine addiction to it. You don't have a sense of loss for the things you resent, right? Or see as a challenge, right? You don't miss what you resent. You don't miss the arguments. You don't miss the fights. You celebrate those losses. Are you with me? Right? I'm not in the business of seduction. I want you to understand this. I am not in the business of seduction, and I don't want you to be that either, because it won't lead you where you want to go. Amateurs, they do this to themselves all the time. I'm going to be productive. I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be the best husband. I'm going to be the most amazing mom. The thought, the idea, the fantasy, it gets them pumped up. It gets them excited. It turns them on for a day, for a week, a minute. I mean, it can be fun. Don't get me wrong. For the moment. But it never leaves you fulfilled. It leaves you with broken dreams, feeling empty, and feeling like a fraud. Every time you don't follow through on your promise to yourself, you get more and more disappointed and you lose trust in yourself. I want you to think about that. Every time you don't follow through on your promise to yourself, you get more and more disappointed and you lose trust in yourself. You start doubting and questioning your ability to follow through. Not good. Can you see how easily this could happen in your life? Or already has happened many times? Now, imagine for a moment, you're seducing a lover, right? Can you picture that? You get him all excited. What kind of emotional state are you in order to do that? Think about the emotions you're transferring, right? Playfulness, sensuality, magnetism, right? You're flirtatious, you're provocative, charming. You know what I'm talking about. I have a question for you. The moment you're seducing, are you giving them what they're ultimately looking for? No, you're just seducing them. The same thing happens in sales. If you're just talking about it, painting the picture, getting them excited, you're selling the fantasy. You're not actually providing the service. The value exchange is not happening. Listen, if I tell you, I'm going to show you how to remove the one mental block that is in your way of your dreams. The thought of that can be pretty exciting and seductive. Now, until we do the actual work of eliminating that one mental block, we're just talking about it. We're not actually doing it. So the only time you provide real service, real help in sales and solve an actual problem is when you close. If you're not closing, you're just teasing. Of course, when I say this, I'm assuming you're fully keeping a promise, right? Not the story that I told you about. Some people say yes to you, right? They go, I want to do business with you. I want to marry you. I want to start a family. Yes, please help me. Hey, you might even say yes to yourself. I'm going to get up at 5 a.m. every morning. I'm sharing my mission with a minimum of 5 people every day. I'm responsible for my health. I'm taking at least 20-minute walk every day. Unless you're getting paid and helping people, getting married, getting laid, being more productive, getting in better shape, taking that 20-minute walk, if you or the people you make promises to are not making progress, not making what you say real, you didn't close. You're still just in the seduction phase. Are you getting this? Right? If you're being intimate with someone and they're seducing you, teasing you, making you all excited, and then they go, oh my God, I have a meeting. Bye. Right? Or I'm going to make a phone call. Or, you know what? I'm very hungry right now. Can we continue this later? You'd be like, what just happened? Right? That would piss you off. Same thing with your clients. Same thing happens when you say yes to you and don't follow through. No difference. You're getting all excited, all inspired, like, wow, this is really going to happen. But you don't close. You just seduce them and leave them hanging. That's cruel. This is where you set standards. You set standards that you follow. You don't go after what you feel in the moment, right? Don't get their hopes up, or even your own, without finishing it off. Just to be clear, this is not an invitation to say, oh, then I just won't get their hopes up, or I just won't set goals. That way I won't have to disappoint myself. No. This is my invitation to set standards you can follow. Closing is your ability to help yourself and others to get what you want and need, right? And this comes from you having standards and rituals, which you do, by the way, of how you do things. The question is, are they moving you closer or further away from what you want? The standards that you hold for yourself, the rituals and habits you have in place will determine if you finish things off or if you leave things open and leave yourself or others hanging. Can you see how life without clear standards and habits leave you with unfulfilled dreams? Can you see that? I want you to start thinking about your standards. What do you stand for? Do you stand for being a lousy parent? Being an unavailable partner? Do you stand for having an empty bank account? Being unhealthy? Not having customers you can't serve? Do you stand for being broke? Not making consistent money every month, every week, every day? Don't think so, right? I don't believe anybody wakes up in the morning thinking, how can I be unproductive? How can I underperform, be an awful human being that treats people like shit and make no money? Right? I still haven't met anybody like that. Have you? So let's do this. Let's do the work. Let's just start thinking about this. What are your standards? Do you know what they are? What do you stand for? Not what does your grandma, your cat, your lawyer, or your neighbor stand for? I don't give a shit about that right now. I want to know what you stand for. Even if you're not clear or certain about what it is, or even if you've been pleasing and doing what everyone else thinks is right your whole life, start pondering, right? Start thinking about it. Be curious, right? Write it down right now. Right now, write it down. Claim it right now. So as you start thinking about this, are the habits you have in place as of right now, are they serving you? Are they making you grow and expand? Or are they making you shrink? Do they make you smaller? Are they putting you in a place of reaction? Or are you in control and proactive? So these are the things that I want you to start looking at. Start thinking about this. I'm going to repeat this again. If you're not in control, you're going to be controlled, right? Dominate or be dominated. If you're not taking charge of your thinking, your habits, or your environment, someone else will, right? It doesn't matter whether it's Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, or other social media, right? Someone yapping in your ear, right? Like right now, or controlling your eyeballs, right? Where you put your focus controls your focus. So who are you putting in charge of your life? This is why you got to respect and appreciate your time. Protect it with your life. Because you won't get those moments back. These are non-refundable moments. You get that? Recently, I got stuck in front of a Netflix series. I don't know if you've seen this or heard about this. It's called Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Okay. They're so good at opening loops, right? They're leaving you hungry for more. So my wife's like, I've heard great things about this new series. Want to watch it together? And I'm like, yeah, sure, let's do it. And she's like, well, but you got to promise me, if I fall asleep, don't keep watching. Only watch the episode we're on, okay? Okay. 10 minutes in, she's sleeping, right? That's not a surprise. I knew that was going to happen. Day one, I turn it off. I just watch one episode. Day two, one episode. But so hard, right? So difficult. Day three, it's game over. I was so screwed. I watched the whole season, okay? Not only did I watch the season, I started watching season two as well. Dopamine fixes, right? What can I say? Again, are you just going to seduce yourself and others and not close, or are you going to fall through? What are your standards for when you wake up in the morning? Are you going to let yourself be distracted, being pulled away from other people's demands, like checking emails, answering text messages first thing in the morning? Or are you dominating and taking command, steering the ship, so to speak, in the direction that you want in the morning, making an unshakable badass life real? Listen, you have 168 hours per week, my friend. No more, no less. So you do have time. We just don't have time to waste. Hey, listen, I'm not here to tell you what to do with your time, right? That's up to you. All I'm saying is make sure it's meaningful to you. We either take charge of this or we don't. I'm not here to waste your time. I'm not here to waste my time. There's no in between here. I want to make sure I'm serving you, helping you take control of what's going on between your ears so you can have what you want. With that said, I want you to be brutally honest and vulnerable with yourself, because that's how I'm going to be able to help you in these virtual conversations we have here together, okay? This is how you're going to get the most of our time together. Be brutally honest. No mask, no pretending. Let's set some new standards today. So if you think you already have great standards, beautiful. Let's optimize them. This is Satoru Mateo signing off. Until next episode, remember, you are a natural born badass. Boom! How'd you like that? Want more wealth building secrets? Go get a copy of my book. It's called Unshakable Wealth. And you get a copy at satorigift.com. Inside this book, you'll find my top secrets on how to dominate your life and business without apologies. How to own your worth, how to get highly paid, and change the world with your message. These are the secrets I've used with Olympic athletes, world-class CEOs, and leaders just like you. Again, that's satorigift.com.